A simple drawing of Donald Duck holds a flashlight that projects his own smiling face against a blue curtain.
Who's got the sweetest disposition? One guess, guess who? Who never, never starts an argument? Who never shows a bit of temperament?
Above a bear sleeping in a hammock, a title reads, Barely Asleep. Now, standing on the porch of a ranger station in uniform, Donald Duck waves as cars drive by.
But Donald Duck...
Nearby, some lounging brown bears take notice and come over. Blocking Donald's view, they wave. He pulls out a whistle. They scramble into a single file in front of him.
Yes, after we have bid farewell to the summer tourists, and the park is closed for the winter, it is time for our little bear friends to hibernate in their winter cave.
Glaring, Donald leads them toward the cave's mouth. They come upon Humphrey the bear snoozing in a hammock. Donald gapes as Humphrey stirs and rolls onto his side. Donald spins his foot and kicks him off the hammock. With a terrified expression, Humphrey joins the back of the line. They march in place, then proceed forward. Arriving at the mouth of the cave, they march in. Inside, the bears snuggle together and close their eyes.
All right, you guys. Get out!
Shaking, Humphrey raises his hand.
Well, what do you want?
He whispers in Donald's ear.
Okay, but hurry up!
Humphrey rushes out, returns with a glass of water and drinks it. Handing it to Donald, he settles among the bears, legs crossed and arms behind his head. Donald starts for the exit.
Ow!
Humphrey jumps up.
Humphrey pinched me!
He ducks the thrown glass.
Dang it!
Later in the ranger station, he sees a framed photo of four smiling bears on a wall. It reads, Summer of 53. He flips the photo to the other side, which shows their backs. In the cave, Humphrey's feet twitch in his sleep, kicking another sleeping bear. It awakes with a puzzled expression that turns into a glare before it kicks Humphrey away. It fluffs another bear's body like a pillow and settles down. Waking, the bears glare at the snoring Humphrey. They kick him out, and a bear pulls a boulder against the mouth of the cave. Humphrey looks up at falling snow, then into a hollow log. Yawns. As he dives into the log, he gets stuck. A rabbit pushes him out angrily. After kicking snow at Humphrey, it stomps back into the log. Humphrey spots a tunnel opening. He jogs inside, then runs out again just before a train speeds out. Humphrey hangs from a branch as parts of the train bump into him. The last compartment sends him spinning onto the tracks. He scampers to the ranger station and peers into a window. He spots a bunk bed. Pressing his paws against the glass, he gapes, then hurries off. Inside, Donald puts a kettle on a stove. He opens the front door. He runs behind it and peers out as Humphrey sleepwalks inside. Arms outstretched, the bear goes into the bedroom and peeks at Donald before closing his eyes again. Humphrey tests the mattress, puts on a nightcap, fluffs the pillow, and gets under the covers. Donald comes in and stares as the bear pulls down a window shade. Frowning suspiciously, Donald pulls up one of Humphrey's eyelids. The iris slides out of view. Donald recoils. He lights an oil lamp and places it under the bed. Humphrey sweats furiously. Eyes closed and arms outstretched, he gets out of bed, walks around to the ladder, and climbs to the top bunk. He settles in. Donald sets the lamp on the lower mattress and turns up the flame. It burns the bulging underside of the top bunk. Humphrey leaps into the air. As Humphrey dives into a chute, Donald whacks him with a snowshoe. The bear slides face down into the snow outside, and Donald nails the chute closed. At the window, Donald holds up the snowshoe with a plank and a sharp nail strapped to it. As Humphrey turns away, his nose sticks to the glass. Backing up, he pulls the window out of its frame. He struggles against the glass, slips in the snow, and falls into the ranger station, setting the window back in place. He pushes against the glass. He touches the nail on the snowshoe and recoils. Dressed in a bathrobe, Donald exits the bedroom. Humphrey skitters into the bathroom. As Donald walks in, he hides in the shower. Without looking in, Donald turns on the shower and walks away. Inside, water pours onto Humphrey. He flails, then turns off the shower head. He emerges soaking wet and dries off with a towel as he goes to the closed bathroom door. Donald comes in and the door slams into Humphrey. The door swings shut, revealing a bear-shaped hole in the wall. Just outside the hole, a phone rings. Humphrey presses his back to the wall.
Just a moment. Hello?
Donald answers through the hole. He looks at Humphrey and walks off. Humphrey flees as Donald comes out. Donald looks inside a cabinet and a washing machine. The bear peeks out of an oven. Donald spots him and rushes over.
I'll fix that bear.
He switches on the stove and waits as Humphrey begins to sweat inside. Humphrey rushes out and grabs the steaming kettle. He puts his hands on the spout and steam pours out the top. Turning, he comes nose to nose with Donald. They both look at the snowshoe. Pursued by Donald, Humphrey replaces the plank with a pillow. He leaps into the chute and gets stuck. Donald whacks him with the pillow, sending him flying into the snow, then puts the photo into a basket, which he throws outside.
And stay out!
He flings a teddy bear with a bonnet at Humphrey. The bear lifts the basket off his head and examines the toy. He peers excitedly at the bear cave. Putting on the bonnet, Humphrey takes the basket to the cave. Sporting a diaper, he gets in the basket and knocks on the boulder. He lies in the basket as a bear slides the boulder inside.
Oh, a baby.
Several bears come to the cave mouth. The first bear takes Humphrey inside and replaces the boulder. Later, the bears slouch around the basket with droopy eyes as it rocks from side to side. Humphrey winks at us. Words appear, the end. Audio description by Deluxe with funding by Walt Disney Studios. Voice by Darren Revitz.